Glory to Jesus Christ. I love retreats, but I don't like to return back from retreats. The reason why I don't like to return back is that my wife and my son, they usually during I'm out, they always try to rearrange rooms. They move furniture, and it causes problems for me. They would not be able to do it when I am home, you know, while I'm home, because I don't like change. But they like change. They always use this my time of retreat to make changes in rooms. I think that we all have this, some kind of this habits in our lives that we want something to be firm, something to be stable in the same place in some ways. Probably we are built this way. For me, I don't like changes in room, furniture. It should be on everything on its place. Maybe for somebody else, it is something else. But we like this stereotype, some kind. And what happens is that many times we bring this desire for order, for the things, how they are done, how they are put together, even in our spiritual life. We adjust to some kind of way how we live our spiritual life, and we keep this way. We don't want to change it because we like it. We like it. And we are comfortable with that settings in our spiritual life. The problem is that we have the Sunday's Gospels, and they really, they are always like challenge for us when we hear on Sunday God's word. And if we listen correctly, it's always something that is not comfortable, because these words force us to change our inner settings for our spiritual life. Many times we don't notice, we just say, well, it is, and I will try to do something, and usually we do nothing until we are forced. I remember when I was first week in seminary, they did it. They forced us to change settings in our minds for spiritual, how to live spiritual life. At the time, you know, we didn't have any books during communists. Only if somebody was lucky had Bible and prayer book. So we didn't know too much about teaching of saints, how to live spiritual life. So our spiritual father, he read during this week, during these conferences or sessions or meetings we had together with him, he read us his translation for German language from works of St. Benedict, Scopolio, and others, you know, writers about spiritual life. And what he read from each of them was how to start spiritual life, how to make first step. What does it mean to just to start spiritual life? And it was not easy to listen to these words, because some kind, you know, we felt all that like really huge horizon was open for us. And we realized, well, where are we? And probably this was intention of the spiritual father to give us this punch and to really shake our souls and minds and hearts. And in the end, he told us, so now, after you heard all this teaching, what does it mean to start spiritual life? What does it mean to be beginner of the spiritual life? And what does it mean to be in relationship with God, to start this journey, he said, now stop pretend that you are Christians. He told us seminarians who came to seminary with this some kind of pose that, well, we are almost, you know, saviors of the world. And he told us that we are even not Christians, and he was right. He was right because we felt that if we even didn't start this work on our salvation, that we all had our own these settings in our mind which told us, okay, you keep commandments, and we chose these big ones to do, be good, okay. But it was like surface, we didn't go deeper. And to believe with Christ is much deeper than just to keep several commandments and to pretend that I am Christian. And we have to realize that, and we have a lot of options to learn this teaching of saints who teach us how to start, how to work with God's grace, how to make these steps towards this unity with Christ. May his life is our life. This is goal of our life. This journey which leads us to join Christ in heaven and have eternal life. And it means every day to destroy this order which we have in our life, to really damage this and destroy these settings, how we put things of spiritual life to our mind, to be able to start something new every day, something new what God's grace brings us to our heart. And it should be very radical, because we are called for this radicalism in our life with Christ through our baptism. There is a tradition among Athos and maybe in other monasteries, I don't know, that if a man decides to go there and to become a monk, evening before he becomes monk, he is supposed to write a letter home. If his parents live, so to write a letter to them or to closest relatives or friends, if his parents are not alive. And I read a book of Elder Paisios that he wrote this letter, and actually this letter is in one book which is written, was written about him, his life. And what that monk, future monk, should write, for example, if the man, if his name is Nicholas, and he's going to be monk, and he's going to get new name. So if he's a Nicholas and he's going to be monk Paisios, for example, so he writes a letter like that. Dear and Mary and Anne, Mary and John, you know, the names of his parents. Your son Nicholas died and monk Paisios was born. Pray for his soul. And this tradition is reflection what happens on a reminder of baptism. What happens in baptism? All being is going to die because it's underwater. The person is dying, new is born, and the person is with Christ, where everything what was always changed, and a new person with new life, with this radicalism for Christ, is born. And we should remember that through baptism we were called to this radicalism. We were not called to pretend that we are Christians by keeping a few commandments, but we are supposed to be fully immersed into Christ through prayer, through non-stop changing. So taking this walk towards heaven echoed message of gospel. And probably we can ask, okay, I want that. I want to be this radical Christian. I want to be really with Christ. I really want to gain eternal life by God's grace. What can I do? What should I do? Then turn to those who went through this journey. We have a lot of options. In our library, there are several books which give us detailed, step-by-step instructions how to live our life with Christ. We have opportunities to learn that and to really ask those saints, give us advice how to do this. You made it. How can I make it? And this is very important because we can, this gospel or a Sunday says about man who put on settings to his life. And these settings brought him or sent him to wrong direction. His goal became just to be satisfied in this world, to satisfy his momentarily, temporary needs. And he saw his happiness only to have enough for his life. He was not taking care of eternal life. And this is dangerous because we are in this temptation to do the same, to put the same settings to our mind. We want many times the same thing. If you think about this, it is not about money that he was rich on. It's about what is goal for our life. Today, God through church calls us to renew this grace of baptism in us. And as we asked and we pronounce by ourselves or through our parents and godparents that we renounce Satan and all his work, we should do this with all our power. When we promised that we accept Christ as our Lord and we bowed before our baptism in our Lord, we accepted him as the Lord of our life, we should keep this promise. We should remember. And it means with whole life, with whole heart, with everything what we have. And how to do this? Saints can teach us. Saints can explain us gospel, how to live it practically. So I would like to encourage you not to be satisfied with settings of our spiritual life. Always test us in the light of gospel, in the light of lives of saints. Where are we? That spiritual father in seminary, when he told us, don't pretend that you are Christians and you even didn't start your spiritual journey, there were several guys who said, why he was so rude? He was not nice to us. He was too critical. He judged us without mercy. But you know what? This is what stayed with me for all this time until now. And when I read that books about spiritual life, these teachers, this work of teachers of spiritual life, these words come always to my mind, because I feel again and again that he was right about me, and that I many times just pretend that I am Christian. But these words give me always new power to start again, to beg for grace of new life, to beg for grace to have more courage to do what I am supposed to do. And I think that this is what we need to do, because world doesn't need Christians who pretend they are Christians. Those Christians are not salt of this world. Those Christians are not light for this world. Those Christians are not able to show way. This world needs Christians who are real Christians, who try to be real Christians, who try to bring truth and showing new right way. So in this time of Philip Fast, we were talking last Sunday about tools which we can use, more prayer, more fasting, more almsgiving. Let's try to find time to read these advices of saints, how to live our Christian life, and what spiritual life is really about.